This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, we're gonna have to play all four of our bigs for sure. I think they remind me a lot the way they run of Michigan State and how Michigan State brings four big guys in and just tries to wear you down. I think Florida does the same thing. They shoot the basketball much better than the Michigan State team does. I think it's the biggest difference. But we're going to have to play all four bigs. There's just no way Derek and Jew are going to be able to log 36 minutes against this team. They run consistently. They're fresh. They're as good as a basketball team as I've seen on film all year.
So that was Kevin Willard speaking in about an hour and a half ago or so, within the last 90 minutes, talking about the difficulties that Florida presents compared to Michigan State, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, a more athletic Michigan State, Michigan State's terrible shooting the three. I mean, Richardson's all right. I mean, he's good. He's not great. He's far from transcendent. This Florida team can light it up. They can score on you from two. They can score on you from three. They can beat you with pace. They're deep. They're athletic. They've got some dudes who can hit shots that you think are completely defended. So, yeah, I think it's different than Michigan State. And again, I've talked a lot about and you probably can't get all three bigs on the court very often, or maybe not at all. But I they're going to need more from their bigs. They're going to need more from their guards. And I just wonder if there's a way to get even more creative with Derek Queen's usage.
Yeah, they're going to have to rebound a heck of a lot better than the Grand Canyon game to have a chance to win this one. And Florida,
it's not just the Grand Canyon game.
No,
it's been a while.
No, I know.
I mean, the Penn State game, the Villanova game, the
Wong was on board. Like
the Oregon game, the Washington game.
These guards need to stop leaking out quickly. They need to help out on the boards.
They're 98th in rebounding differential. Florida's 9th. So do the math.
Yeah. Well, let's get to that. Beltway Ben and Kevin Willard talking about the offensive rebounds.
We're not going to switch as much nearly as we have. The switching has really, I went back and watched our last three games. The switching has really hurt us tremendously. And I think we're going to try to switch a whole lot less than we have. You know, they remind me of Illinois in the fact that Illinois rebounds from the guard spot tremendously, big guards, you know, so try to switch and just really make it a factor. I think they score something crazy, like 32% of their points come off offensive rebounds. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It is an unbelievable stat. So as good as they are, as they shoot it, as good as they are in transition, you get a stop, and then they punish you on the offensive glass. And I think that's why they're so good, and they've had so much success, is that they beat you so many different ways.
So it's about switching.
I mean, you just try to do the numbers in your head. Like, I think defensively they're going to need DHS here, but he gives you so nothing offensively. And against a team this quality, it's not a 12 or a 13 seed. It's arguably the best team in the SEC, which is arguably the best basketball conference single season we've seen in maybe forever. Like, your four can't beat their five offensively. So, like, you could get away with that stuff against Central Valley, Grand State, whoever, the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, yeah.
Because your three could beat their five offensively. And you saw a lot of DHS for matchup purposes in that game. And you saw Celt Miguel foul trouble, but I think it was also matchup on the bench a lot in that game. You saw the next two nights later, Rodney Rice on the ball a lot. Like, I don't know that stuff's going to fly here because of how good Florida is, but I do wonder if there's stretches of this game where defensively you kind of need Geronimo and you kind of need DHS.
I think there's definitely going to be points to that. And Kevin Willard saying that they're going to play their bigs a lot more because you can't expect Julian and Derek Queen to play 37 minutes. They're going to need their A game to beat Florida. You're going to need to put up over 80 points to beat Florida because that's what they do pretty much every single game. 29 of their 36 games, they've scored over 80 points.
Well, let's get to the coaching future portion of the press conference.
And, oh, boy.
Kevin Willard, he was asked, this is the one where he was asked about Mike Locksley's comments, by the way, Ben.
Kyle Goons, Baltimore Banner. Kevin, obviously, you've been very open the last week about trying to get greater NIL share, revenue share. I'm sure you saw Mike Locksley yesterday said he would prefer to keep some of these issues in-house. Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%. So really the last couple of days, trying to come up with a game plan to stop, you know, Clayton, because I just think he's one of the best guards in the country that we've seen. And then really, you know, obviously trying to fix our rebounding woes have been at the top of my mind too. So, yeah, it's a big problem.
Wow. So, I mean, he asked a question about Mike Locksley.
We've been pro-Willard through all this, but, like, he's aired it all out there. Yeah. It's hard to reel it back in now.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Would you like to hear another one?
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin Willard was asked if he'd had more conversations with the athletic department.
Coach, you obviously went on the radio last night or yesterday and talked about kind of working with somebody in the athletic department. I just wanted to know if there were any updates that you had for us about it.
Yeah, we're playing Florida. We're playing Florida. It's a big matchup for us. Like, this is all about the Sweet 16, and these guys enjoying this as much as possible. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Sounds
I do love
like
this
it.
Town. It's a great town, great food. Got to have dinner with PJ Carlissimo last night, which is, I think, always a lot of fun. You know, the stories we get to tell about Seton Hall, and Chris Mullen joined us. Coach Van Gundy joined us. We had a great time last night.
Wow. So athletic department question goes to dinner. Bet you they went to. Have you been to Seattle, Jason? I'm sure you have, haven't you?
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think he was allowed to expense his dinner? They might
have. Bet you they went to the Metropolitan Grill.
Hey, look, this is a long road trip, too. You're not originally budgeting to be on the road that long. You're hoping you don't go out west at all. Yeah. Then you go out west for 8 or 9 days. You think he had to pay out of his own pocket?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I think they went to the Metropolitan Grill, and I think somebody took care of it.
You think PJ picked up the whole bill?
He may have. He has the old guard there. Chris Mullen might have picked up. Chris Mullen's
I mean,
got
he
a
doesn't have
ducats.
Damon Evans breathing down his neck anymore or those expense accounts.
I think Chris Mullen's got a couple ducats still
this
in his wallet.
This might be the time to run it up, though, especially if he
is leaving.
Yeah,
that's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
You can order all the drinks and apps and desserts.
Make the next guy pay for
Again,
it.
Again, I don't know that you can unbirth this baby now. Like, you can't pretend this isn't happening. You helped fuel the fire. Like, by you, I mean Willard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are going to ask you about it because you're going into this game and this is still very much unresolved.
Yes. So do you?
This is an interesting tack to take. I don't necessarily love it. I'm not saying he's got to give us another soliloquy like yesterday, but a simple, hey, I'm trying to focus on the game. I understand why you're asking that question. Me or my agent will provide you with an update at the appropriate time.
I am curious, the pulse of the Terps, Beltway. Ben, how do you feel about those answers?
Better or worse after the press?
Do the Terps have a pulse?
I feel the same. I still think he's gone. But the way that he went about it is coward-like. Well, all weekend you want to throw everything on the athletic department and everything like that, which, again, I supported because I think they need to fix it. But then today you're asked a simple question. How's that gone? And you're going to – and you can't see it. You can only hear it. But he, like, does everything he can not to smirk after the questions about Mike Loxley. Yeah. Like, dude, again, right now to me it feels like the athletic department is doing what they can to meet his requests, and he wants out. That's how I'm
that's
now
how
taking
it.
That's how I'm reading it now. We'll see, but I do think Friday morning, 11 a.m., we find out that Kevin Willard's on his way to Nova.
Coming up next, our friend Rita Hubbard.
Our poll might be a moot point.
Yeah, Rita Hubbard, her weekly chat's now on Wednesdays. Get her thoughts.
The worst of both worlds.
About the Orioles, some Terps, maybe some Ravens. Rita joins us next here on The Fan.